This is DJ Risa. Come join me in Long Beach, California, to experience the best of both worlds on the big screen at NCM Fathom Events screening on April 25th.
This is one amazing event right here at AMC Empire 25 on 42nd Street and 8th Avenue, getting ready for Fathom Events Best of Both Worlds. I am joined here today by...
My name is George Hill.
George Hill, and you know what? It's a special day for George Hill because not only is he celebrating the Best of Both Worlds event, but it's also his birthday. So happy birthday, happy birthday.
Oh, thank you, thank you.
So I think that they planned this just for you, right?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. My favorite Next Generation episode and my birthday. You know, we're going to Deep Space Nine convention in Cherry Hill this weekend. You know, that was my lovely wife. She said, let's do that for you. So, you know, it's going to be a good Trektacular weekend.
All right. So I do have to ask this. I'm sorry, your name, the wife's name?
Tara Hill.
Tara Hill. Now, Tara, are you a Star Trek fan?
Yes, I am.
All right. Awesome. Now, together, what series do you guys love the most?
Well, I like The Next Generation the best. That's I grew up with The Next Generation. I watched it all that time. She's interesting.
I like The Next Generation. I also like Deep Space Nine a lot.
Awesome, awesome. We'll actually, Trek Radio and Priority One will also be this weekend at the Cherry Hill Convention, so we hope to see you there. What are you looking forward to most in Best of Both Worlds coming up right now?
Well, I really like to see the special effects. You know, I love how they've been doing the remastering. You know, I didn't get the Blu-rays, but I've been watching it on iTunes, and I think the special effects team and the remastering team did a really fantastic job. And it's I'm really looking forward to seeing the Borg cube in all of its scary glory. You know,
so. Awesome. Well, thank you so very much for your time. Enjoy the show, and make sure to follow us here at TrekRadio.net and PriorityOnePodcast.com. Enjoy, guys. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Hey, it's Leah here again with Trek Radio, and we are here with three in-costumed super fans. Let's get your name, guys.
Larry. Andre.
Anne.
Hi, guys. Thank you so much for talking to us. All right, so how big of Star Trek fans are we? Conventions? You've been watching for 1,000 years. What do we got?
We are so major fans. I mean, we're dressed up as costumes for tonight's event, so that pretty much kind of tells you right there.
And you look great.
Before I could walk, I was watching Trek.
Yeah, longtime fan and convention geek.
So, all right. So, how many conventions do you guys have combined under your belt?
I've been to at least 20.
Probably at least 20. Can't count.
At least 20.
25 or 30.
All right. Now, do you guys always dress as Starfleet officers, or what's the various cosplay that you guys do?
I've been Worf, so yeah, I've always been Starfleet officers, even if I'm an alien.
I have a whole panorama of costumes, fantasy, comics, sci-fi.
Awesome.
Yeah, I've been like a lot of Star Trek characters, Marvel characters, DC characters. I've been known for being Batman Beyond, so it varies.
Nice, nice. Now, if I remember correctly, I think you're the gentleman that at one convention said you actually own one of the original series. Here, talk to us a little bit about that.
Yes, I am one of the bidders. About a few years ago, Christie's Auction House had a special 40th anniversary of Star Trek, and they were auctioning off everything from Star Trek. You name it, they had it. Uniforms, props, models. And I was one of the lucky bidders that actually won an auction for three of the Next Generation uniforms that they wore during the third season to the seventh seasons of Star Trek Next Generation. And what's the bonus about it is that the uniforms do fit. So I can wear them rarely, but I do wear them once in a while.
All right, and here, each one of you, who's your favorite captain?
It really depends on the story, so it's kind of hard to pick. So I'll just say my least favorite captain is Captain Archer. Sorry, fans.
I like to be Captain Kirk, but I'd rather serve under Captain Picard.
I'd say Picard. I grew up with Picard, and he was the strong leader.
Awesome. Well, guys, thank you so much for your time. Enjoy Fathom Events. Best of both worlds.
Thanks a lot. Oh, man. It's great talking to you guys.
Live long and prosper.
This is DJ Randall. Come join me at East Town Center in Columbus, Ohio to experience the best of both worlds at the big screen at the Fathom event screening on April 25th.
And you are listening to TrekRadio.net. What is up, DJ Rytel, in this very special edition of The Rock Factor, continued coverage of the Best of Both Worlds event. Here with me in the studio is Elijah and Aaliyah of the Priority One podcast. What's up? What's up, guys?
Hello, everybody out there in the Trek Radio Land Captains. How's everybody doing? I'm here with a group of people. We just got out of the event, and everybody is, the atmosphere is electric. Guys, what did you guys think of the
It's most interesting.
Everybody here thoroughly enjoyed the event. Leah was with me here, helping me cover the event, and I gotta say it was fantastic from beginning to end. If you guys, hopefully, our West Coast friends and those of you in the Midwest and having the opportunity of catching the event yourselves, we wish luck to Adrienne, who's also from Priority One, and hopefully she's having a blast. I guess now 7 o'clock that time, right? So she should be enjoying the event herself.
Awesome.
Anyway, I just wanted to check in, say hi to the captains out there. Hopefully everybody's in. If they're not at the Fathom event, they're inside playing Legacy of Romulus and getting ready and gearing up to march under the Raptors' wings.
Alrighty.
All right. So this is Elijah signing out. Be sure to stay tuned. Priority One Podcast, episode 125, will be published Monday morning as usual, and we'll begin continue on our Trek Radio recording next Thursday at about 8:30 Eastern, 5:30 Pacific, right live on TrekRadio.net.
All right, we just got out of Fathom Events Best of Both Worlds, and I'm here with...
Nick.
Gerard.
Matt.
All right, guys, so Best of Both Worlds on high definition, the big screen. What did you guys think?
Amazing. I've never seen it like that, just in front of me, just humongous. It's fun.
Now, you've got an awesome I'll Be Back. Oh, it's... I see. I thought it was Borg for a second. Man, you tricked me, bro. You tricked me. So... are you guys all TNG fans primarily? What's your favorite series?
TNG, DS9's a close second. Okay. TNG without any question.
Yep, definitely TNG.
TNG, all right, so Picard, your favorite captain?
Yeah, for sure, Picard.
For sure?
Absolutely.
Yep. All right, so what made this event different than like watching it at home with friends or going to a movie and seeing the Star Trek, like for instance, The Last JJ?
The atmosphere, definitely, just with the crowd and just the small commentary that came about, like just watching it was fun.
I mean, of course, seeing it on the big screen, that's you can't rival that. But also a lot of the behind the scenes stuff, like that they made specifically for tonight, that like you're not going to be able to see on the Blu-ray when it finally comes out. So.
Yeah, I gotta say it's been epic. Well, guys, thank you so much for talking with me. Be sure to check us out at TrekRadio.net and PriorityOnePodcast.com. Thank you. So this is Elijah with Trek Radio and Priority One, and I'm here interviewing the front of the line, okay? And it's three females.
Yes, that's what I said.
Oh, the Ferengi would be excited. Oh, yes. All right, let's go around and get your gals' names.
Veronica.
Elisa.
Ingrid.
All right, so how long have you girls been chilling here?
Oh, we've been here for, like, what, an hour?
More than that.
About 5:30.
Okay, so since 5:30. All right, that's cool. Now, did you guys come from work or did you take the day off for this?
No, I had work and then I went to school and then I came here.
All right, let's talk a little bit about some Star Trek. Is TNG your absolute favorite or do you guys like other things?
Voyager's my first love.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Voyager is mine also.
Voyager.
We grew up watching like The Next Generation and then Voyager. Yeah.
Very cool. All right, so Janeway is your favorite captain? All right, what about in The Next Generation? Who's your favorite character there?
Oh, that's hard. Data. Yeah. Data is my favorite.
Data, Worf.
Not Wesley? Yeah, I know.
Right. I know.
Wesley? The Wesley
Data.
Crushers, right?
Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, thank you so much, and hopefully you'll enjoy Best of Both Worlds here at AMC 25 in New York City. Signing off.
Thank you.
Joran Fu, this is the Gettysburg 7 from the TNT show. Just got out in Columbia, Maryland from the Best of Both Worlds here. And It looks amazing, especially on the big screen, but some of the remastered special effects look really incredible. Some little things they tweaked, but it's, you know, sometimes it's the little things that mean a lot. We had an absolutely packed house. I think I only saw one empty seat in the whole theater. A very lively crew. Really funny before the movie. They're showing like still frames of different episodes. Vosh gets a big applause. Tasha Yar gets booed. So that was a lot of fun. The blooper reel after was hilarious. So if that's on the Blu-ray, you're not going to want to miss that. A real good time. Lots of families. Lots of dates, which I thought was interesting. And no chatter around about the upcoming movie, which I thought was interesting. It was all about how people miss TNG.
Oh, wow. I also miss the TNG as well, so yeah, I definitely know the feeling.
Quite a few conversations, too, about people missing, hoping for a Deep Space Nine movie, which I would love, but, you know, that's not going to happen. But, yeah, so it was a really good time. It was the first one they had for the first Blu-ray was not as packed as this one was, so it was really good to see.
Alrighty. You guys heard it here first from Gettysburg 7. Post-show update here. Stay tuned for this special edition of The Rock Factor here on TrekRadio.net for further updates.
Hey, this is Leah, and we're outside live at AMC Empire 25 waiting on The Best of Both Worlds, Parts 1 and 2. I've got Mike with me here. He's a big Star Trek fan. Mike, how you doing?
I'm doing great, and I can't wait to watch and sit down. I never saw Next Gen on any big screen, so this is going to be my first time, and I'm just going to like sit there and shake and cry a lot. That's what I'm going to do.
That sounds like a plan, man. Yeah. Who's your favorite Next Gen character?
Oh, man, I love them all. I mean, if I had to say anything, I'm a Picard fan sometimes, man. But Riker, man, Riker, Riker's the man sometimes. So I'm in between number one and the actual number one.
Was that a Picard impression? Oh, do your best Picard impression.
My best Picard impression? Ah, this is going to suck. Okay.
Get off my bridge.
That was not bad at all.
No, it's terrible. I'm so bad at their impersonation. I just, you know, listen to them. Like sometimes when he says Robert, like his brother, that's some of my favorite stuff. But yeah, I'm here to enjoy TNG and just relax. It's a shame because I wish I was here for the other events. So I heard those were really good too. So I'm hoping that this one is really good too. So.
Awesome. Thanks, Mike. No, enjoy the show.
Oh, I will. And my burgers.
And your burgers, dude. Right. Enjoy.
They were beamed down personally from Scott. He just beamed them down to me, and I said, thank you, man. You do you, and everything's fine now.
This is not a plug for Five Guys Burger Fries.
No, it's not.
No, I don't work there at all.
Thanks, Mike.
Thank you.
Hey, it's Leah. We're still at the AMC 25. We got some more Starfleet fans here. How you doing? What's your name?
Hey, my name is Jay.
Hi, Jay. So what's your Star Trek? If you had to pick your poison, Next Gen, original series, what do you got?
I'm going to go Next Gen. Absolutely. You know, I love it. Grew up on it. And Best of Both Worlds is one of my all-time favorites. I bought the Star Trek Board Collection DVD a couple years ago when it came out. So I'm stoked to see it on the big screen. Remastered. Should be cool.
You seen any of the outtakes online?
Not yet, no. I'm excited to watch it. They're all going to be on the thing, right? Yeah, that's going to be awesome. Excited to see that.
I dig your little Delta there.
Thank you. I looked in the back. It turns out I bought this in 1988. It has a little, like, logo thing on it, which scares me a little bit, but...
That shouldn't scare you.
It's vintage, right? I got it at a Star Trek convention at whatever the Hotel Penn was before it, sometime in the 80s.
All right, and if you had to pick a favorite character, who are you going with?
Ah, good question. I'm going to go with Riker. I'm a big Riker fan, and this is a great Riker episode.
It is.
Yeah, he really shines, comes into his own.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We are Borg. We have determined that Adam Events is presenting TNG's Best of Both Worlds on big screen April 25th. Come, be assimilated along with your favorite DJs at the movie theater.
Hey, it's Leah. We're still at the AMC 25. We got some more Starfleet fans here. How you doing? What's your name?
Hey, my name is Jay.
Hi, Jay. So what's your Star Trek if you had to pick your poison? Next gen, original series, what do you got?
I'm going to go next gen. Absolutely. You know, I love it. Grew up on it. And Best of Both Worlds is one of my all-time favorites. I bought the Star Trek Board Collection DVD a couple years ago when it came out. So I'm stoked to see it on the big screen, remastered. Should be cool.
You seen any of the outtakes online?
Not yet, no. I'm excited to watch. They're all going to be on the thing, right? Yeah, that's going to be awesome. Excited to see that.
I dig your little Delta there.
Thank you. I looked in the back. It turns out I bought this in 1988. It has a little, like, logo thing on it, which scares me a little bit, but...
That shouldn't scare you.
It's vintage, right? I got it at a Star Trek convention at what used... Well, whatever the Hotel Penn was before it, sometime in the 80s.
All right, and if you had to pick a favorite character, who are you going with?
Good question. I'm going to go with Riker. I'm a big Riker fan, and this is a great Riker episode.
It is.
Yeah, he really shines, comes into his own.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
This is Texas Trekkie Girl. Come join me at the Cinemark 16 in Allen, Texas to experience the best of both worlds on the big screen at the Phantom Event screening on April 25th.
Hey guys, it's Leah right after Best of Both Worlds, parts 1 and 2, and I'm here with...
I'm Cybele Silver Phoenix.
Cybele Silver Phoenix?
Yep.
Awesome. First of all, A+ Data shirt. How do you feel about Best of Both Worlds on the big screen?
I completely loved it. It was phenomenal, absolutely phenomenal. Must see, must own.
Oh, that's awesome. Do you have any of the Blu-rays already?
No, not yet. Actually, I've been glued to Netflix. I'm amped. Star Trek always amps me. I mean, yes, I actually left my house. Like, before I left my house, I was watching DS9. I'm just a complete Star Trek nerd, so.
That sounds like a good time. How'd you like the outtakes?
The outtakes were hysterical. Absolutely hysterical. I love outtakes. I'm actually an actress myself, so it's always really fun to watch. And then it's hysterical. I mean, when you miss a line and then everyone's on there like, what the fuck did you just say? I mean, it was great.
Okay, and if you had to give me a favorite character from Star Trek, who are you going to go with?
Oh, I would absolutely go with Data. I've been in love with him since I was 4 years old.
That is a great answer. Well, thank you so much for talking to us.
No problem.
Thank you.
Hey, everybody, you're listening to Trek Radio. I am DJ Dub Cheesy, and this is the Free Play. And we are live on air with Gettysburg from the GNT show, who is reporting in from Maryland, right?
Yeah, I'm in Columbia, Maryland at the Snowden Cinemas 14, and for the Best of Both Worlds, and people are starting to come in. They're already letting them in the theater for the tonight's Fathom event.
Awesome. What's it like there? How's the atmosphere? Are there a lot of Trekkies about dressed up? Any cosplay or anything?
No cosplayer. Well, no, there was one cosplayer I saw, but it's still about half an hour before showtime. So there's a lot of people coming in, getting their tickets and getting in the food line right now. And there's members of the Maryland Star Trek meetup group that are here.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah, I've got Ava Lisa here from the Maryland Star Trek meetup group, and she's meeting and greeting other Trekkies. You excited about tonight?
I am really excited. I've been looking forward to this for a long time. It's great to see so many folks out.
Have you been to the other Fathom events?
I think I went to one other before this, and it was equally as well attended.
So she's here. She's greeting somebody right now that just showed up. So it's the stadium looks like it's starting to fill up. There's people with a lot more t-shirts than cosplay going on here.
Okay, well, it sounds fun. At least they're out supporting it either way. So you're excited. So what's the setup they have there at the theater? Is it a digital setup? Are you expecting a big show going on as far as quality wise? Are you excited about the HD upgrade and how that will look?
Yeah, I was here. I did the first Blu-ray Fathom event here, and it's a really good theater, and it looked really fantastic on the screen here. The sound system here is amazing. So I'm excited to see Best of Both Worlds and to see what kind of tweaks they've done to it digitally, because I think this episode is one that pretty much has stood this test of time all around. So it's going to be interesting.
Yeah, definitely one of their best quality, in terms of production quality, right up there. So just such an excellent film to be, or show to be able to put into like a film format and show up on the big screen there. So how long have you got? You said about 30 minutes before your show starts?
Yeah, about 30 minutes before the show starts, and they let people in actually about 15 minutes earlier, so there were people waiting in line already.
Wow, so you expect a packed house there then?
It was that when I came here for the first season Blu-ray release, I was in New Mexico for the second season one, so I wasn't here for that one. But yeah, it looks like people are flowing in. There's some pretty good lines at the box office and concession stand right now.
Awesome. Well, that's good. I mean, that's good that they're successful events. That means we'll continue to see more of them, hopefully, as they continue to release the different Blu-ray seasons. So what are your thoughts on them melding together the part one and part twos? Do you think they'll have maybe an intermission break when Riker says fire? Or do you think they'll just keep it going?
I was thinking about that exact thing because the emotional impact of Mr. Worf fire and then the amazing soundtrack of the drums and trumpets after he said that. So I'm kind of hoping they do have something to break it up for a second, because that is one of the most powerful TNG moments.
Yeah, at least they'll probably do some sort of fade out, but it would be kind of funny if they were like, okay, intermission break, you know, and have you go out and get candy and stuff and then have to come back. That would be kind of funny.
They go to ads or previews for upcoming stuff.
Yeah, like commercial break.
Well, okay, yeah, so things are starting.
Yeah, go ahead. Are you still there? Oh, you might have lost Gettysburg.
Oh, here. So, okay. I'll get with you guys after and tell you how it went.
Yeah, definitely let me know what you think of the event, and you can call back in, and whoever's on there, we'll get another post-interview with Gettysburg from the G&T show. Thanks so much for calling in.
No problem, and if you're in the Central Maryland area...
Yeah, definitely can join in on the fun there. That event's going, so check your local listings for that. Okay, well, that was...
Streaming live across all subspace channels. This is Trek Radio. And now, back to your host, DJ Doug Cheesy.
Hey everybody, you're listening to TrekRadio.net. I am DJ Doug Cheesy. This is the free play. And we have another DJ calling in from out in the field, reporting in from one of the Fathom events, Best of Both Worlds showings. We have DJ Elijah from Priority One, reporting in from New York. Are you with us, Elijah?
Oh, I most certainly am, and this is one amazing event right here at AMC Empire 25 on 42nd Street and 8th Avenue, getting ready for Fathom Events, Best of Both Worlds. I am joined here today by...
My name's George Hill.
George Hill, and you know what? It's a special day for George Hill, because not only is he celebrating the Best of Both Worlds event, but it's also his birthday! So happy birthday! Ooh,
thank you, George.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. My favorite Next Generation episode, and my birthday, you know, going to the Deep Space Nine convention in Cherry Hill this weekend. That was my lovely wife. She said, let's do that for you. So, you know, it's going to be a spectacular weekend. So I do have to ask this. I'm sorry, your name, the wife's name?
Tara Hill.
Tara Hill. Now, Tara, are you a Star Trek fan?
Yes, I am.
All right, awesome. Now, together, what series do you guys love the most?
Well, I like The Next Generation the best. That's I grew up with The Next Generation. I watched it all the time. She's interesting.
I like The Next Generation. I also like Deep Space Nine a lot.
Awesome. We'll actually, Trek Radio and Priority One will also be this weekend at the Cherry Hill Convention, so we'll hope to see you there. So, what are you looking forward to most in Best of Both Worlds coming up right now?
Well, I really like to see the special effects. You know, I like to I love how they've been doing the remastering. You know, I've been watching the I didn't get the Blu-rays, but I've been watching it on iTunes, and I think the special effects team and the remastering team did a really fantastic job. And it's I'm really looking forward to seeing the Borg Cube in all of its scary glory. You know.
Awesome. Well, thank you so very much for your time. Enjoy the show, and make sure to follow us here at TrekRadio.net and PriorityOnePodcast.com. Enjoy, guys. Happy birthday. Hey, guys, and I'm back here. Hopefully you guys got that.
Yeah, that was awesome. Really cool that lovely couple there. Looks like they get to enjoy, like they said, a trektacular weekend.
Indeed. If I'm not all trekked out by the end of this weekend, I don't know. I don't think I ever will. Then again, I did survive Vegas.
You can survive that. You can survive anything, I think.
That is true. Well, I'm going to go ahead and get back to work in here, see if I can get some more photos. You know what? I am surprised that there aren't very many people in costume here. There really aren't.
Well, I was going to ask that, if there's any cosplay going on out there. When I talked to Gettysburg not too long ago from the G&T show, he said the same thing. There's not a lot of costumes. There are a lot of T-shirts, though, he said.
Yeah, I'm going to pass the mic over to Leah, the another host at Priority Wants to Trek It Out, and let her explain her perspective on the entire event. Hold on.
What up, Trek Radio?
Hello, Leah. How are you today?
Good. How are you guys doing? I am so excited right now to sit down and watch this movie. You have no idea.
I think the listeners and myself included who couldn't make it out there are a little jealous. So we're going to live vicariously through you today. What are you most excited to see here?
A mixture of everything remastered. Like, the colors are just so perfect on the Blu-ray and the HD. But I'm not going to lie, the outtake reels are hilarious, and I cry tears of joy every time I watch them. So I'm excited for that.
Oh, yeah, the outtake reels. I forgot they show that, too. And plus, they should have some other features and previews as well for some other great stuff they have coming up in the next box season Blu-ray. So that should be cool as well. So any other Trek-related events that you're doing this weekend?
Not this weekend specifically. I'm always on the lookout for more stuff to do, though. But hopefully, who knows, maybe I'll even make it out to that this summer.
Most definitely. And have you been out to any of the other showings of the episodes of TNG in the theaters?
This is actually my first one. I've been unlucky and sold out upon every time I've gone to get tickets before, so this time I was on top of the ball.
Oh, excellent. Well, definitely, if you had to pick one, I think this would be the best one to do.
Amen.
And I asked the other DJs if, or asked some of the other people we've had on the phone, but what do you think they're going to do for the cliffhanger moment? Do you think they'll just go to a black screen? Do you think they'll have like an intermission maybe? What do you think?
I'm going to guess it's going to hit black and then it'll just come back up on the episode. And they might even cut the previously on Star Trek The Next Generation. That's my guess. I don't actually know.
Yeah, it'd be interesting to see how they do that.
Yeah, I agree. I'm excited.
Cool. Well, anything else you want to tell us today, Leah?
Other than the fact that I am itching to this shit going, man.
Sounds great. Well, thanks so much for taking a moment to speak with us.
Yeah, thank you. I'm going to pass you over to Roger now. Hang on.
Okay, and enjoy the show.
All right, guys. Well, we're going to go ahead and get our seats, make sure we got a good view. Special
awesome.
Thanks to Ben Meg. He actually showed up here last minute, and he's been helping us out a little bit. He's been holding some peace with us. The same Ben Meg that helped us out a lot at the Vegas convention this last year. So shout out to him. Thanks for holding us some good seats. Looking forward to the event, and good luck to all the other DJs out there throughout the United States checking out the Best of Both Worlds Fathom event.
Awesome, Elijah. Well, you enjoy the show, my friend, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right. Take care.
Thanks, everybody. That was Elijah, and he was reporting in from New York, Times Square. So, excellent, excellent interview there. Another great. Hey everybody, you're listening to TrekRadio.net. I am DJ Dub Cheesy, and this is the Free Play. And we have another out-in-the-field reporter coming in, checking with us from Allen, Texas. We have Texas Trekkie Girl. How are you?
Good. How about you?
We're doing really well. So you're out at your local cinema there for the Fathom Events Best of Both Worlds showing. And tell me a little bit about the atmosphere there. How's it looking?
It's a little bit calmer than the other ones. It's not that busy as everybody else. I think when I left the theater, there was like maybe 20 people in there. But one of the managers here said that they sold 50 tickets for this.
Oh, so not a packed house like some of the other places we were looking at. So I guess everybody, if anybody's out there in that area, and wants to get out to the show, I guess they still have seats available.
Yeah, sounds we'll like so. I'm wearing a Trekkie shirt. Come say hi to me.
Yeah, most definitely. So, what do you, have you seen? Have the, I know there's not many people there, but of the few people that are there, is there anyone out in costume or wearing anything Trek related?
I saw a guy wearing a Wesley Crusher shirt.
No. Okay. Well, that's
yeah,
pretty cool.
Yeah, I saw so far. I mean,
yeah. So, well, yeah. You know, not a lot of selection to choose from, I guess, when it comes to the different people out there. But I guess when it comes to the actual showing, you have about 20 minutes before you start the showing there. What are you most looking forward to?
Just the whole, all of it in one piece. Nothing, like, breaking up. No commercials, which is nice.
Yeah, that's definitely nice. And then, of course, the special effects improvements. You said that they were mentioned earlier before we came on the air that they were doing some comparison shots, you said?
Yeah, they were. Yeah, right now they are.
Okay, so showing that up on the screen, that's kind of a cool thing to do. Get everybody kind of primed and pumped up and ready to see the new special effects upgrades for the new episode there. The only other question I was asking some of the other DJs is, and some of the other people that were calling in, what do you think, obviously you said you were looking forward to no interruptions, but how do you think they're going to handle the cliffhanger? Obviously, you know, in the original airing, we had to wait months before we got to see the other half of the cliffhanger. What do you think they're going to do with the...
I have a feeling they're going to break into, like, the special features or show those pictures of you borging yourself that you can do on Facebook. Okay. I have a feeling they might do that.
So it might do like a little breakup in between. Some of the folks are just thinking they were just going to go to a black screen and then usher everybody out of the theater. For, make them wait in line again for the second half.
That'd be mean.
I know. Well, we had another person call in and they were not having a great, it was Mike Inman from 1701 News and he was calling in from Tampa, Florida and his theater there didn't have everything in line. So he was a little skeptical about how they were going to handle that. I guess that was his idea. So,
It
sounds like they're not having any issues at your theater because there's not a lot of big crowds there for them to deal with. So, all right. Well, I'm going to let you go ahead and get back into the show unless there's anything you want to say to the Trek Radio folks before we let you go.
No, just follow Trek Radio and they'll be retweeting my tweets.
Yeah, definitely. And if you want to call back in after the show and let us know how everything went, definitely let us know. Otherwise, really enjoy the show.
All righty, I will.
All right, take care, Texas Turkey Girl. We'll talk to you later.
See
that was
you
Texas
later.
Turkey Girl, everybody from Allen, Texas, calling in there with her basically report from the local there. So thanks so much, Texas Turkey Girl, for that. And we'll possibly have another interview or two before we go out, but I think we'll probably wrap up the interviews there with Texas Trekkie Girl. So thanks so much, Texas Trekkie Girl, and to all the other folks who called in today with their reports out in the field. We're going to get back to the music now. I want to play a couple of more songs here before we hand off the reins to DJ Rydell. And this is basically some requests that we've gotten in throughout the show. So I'll probably end the show with those requests for you. But again, I want to once again thank everybody for tuning in to the free play today. Sorry we didn't get as many requests, but we were inundated with some great interviews out in the field. So we want to once again thank everybody out there. Gettysburg from the GNT show. We have Elijah from the P1. He was obviously coming from New York, a really cool show there. And then Mike Inman from 1701 News reporting from Tampa, Florida. Florida. And then last but not least, Texas Turkey Girl reporting in from Allen, Texas, and her showing. So thanks to all of them for calling in today and their great reports out in the fields. And thanks to Fathom Events for holding these excellent showings. Getting to see episodes like The Best of Both Worlds in the theaters is just a thrill for us Trek fans. So we're absolutely delighted that we were able to bring you those reports and that Fathom Events is doing those for us. So we're going to close out the show now with a couple of last requests.
Right, Trek Radio listeners, we are back, and I have with us the very own Larry Nemechek from Trekland. He is at the Cinemark Tinseltown in El Paso, Texas. Howdy, Larry.
Hey, and everyone's saying, why?
Yeah, well, that was the question. Someone asked me that. I was like, why this place of all places?
Well, anymore, why would I not be at home or back home? Well, there's a convention here, Sun City Sci-Fi in El Paso this weekend, and Marina's here. So I came in on Thursday to watch it here with fans, and they've got some events that are promoting the con here Thursday night at this Cinemark is helping them out promote. So it's not the hugest group in the world, but it's devoted. There's some Klingons came in and a group of guys. Looks like they all came in from Fort Bliss, and they said, "How did you guys find out?" And they all pointed at the guy wearing the Bazinga T-shirt. So, you know.
That's about as much sense as anything else I've heard today. Let's just go with it, because devotion's great, you know. I mean, that's what it's all about. I mean, doesn't matter the size as long as the devotion's there.
Yeah. So, I mean, well, they told me there's two theaters in El Paso that have it tonight, and the west side one is getting all the New Mexico people driving down. So this is all the local color and culture I'm getting here. So
nice.
But it's still a good group.
See, I grew up in Texas, so I know real close to El Paso. I used to go there all the time, so I remember the culture quite well.
Well, El Paso can't decide if it's Texas or West Texas or New Mexico or Mexico or, you know, its own republic or whatever. It kind of feels abandoned
out
here.
It's its own island of culture. We've been asking, you know, costumes. You said there's a lot of people there. Is Klingons, you said?
Some Klingons. I made you a poster. Oh, well, let's see if I can get away with this.
Hey, everybody. Trek Radio is on the phone. You guys want to give them an El Paso yell?
It's about five times what it was a minute ago. Oh, you missed the radio yell. How was that? Did you pick that up? Did your sensors register that?
My chart's starting going up into the red because of the screaming.
That's not bad for a little audience, huh?
Not really. I mean, you know, we've been hearing, we had another DJ come to us, you know, that's in Dallas, Texas, and she had a smaller group where she was at than in little El Paso. So that's amazing that you've been able to get, you know, all those people there.
Well, it's not me. I mean, Janine and the local group here promoted this, and of course regular
advertising. Take all the credit. Be like, I'm just kidding.
One guy who's a regular came up and he said, "Oh, I only knew about this because of your blog talking to me." And they were like, "Really?" So he said, "I knew about the convention, but I didn't know about the movie night except for Larry's Quickland." So, okay, well, I accomplished something. So there we go. I'll get my 10 cents back from, you know, CBS and Fathom now.
Listen,
I got to go. We're gonna give away some raffle prizes and things here. So,
all right.
Anyway, I hope everybody's having a great time around the country, and mountain time is about 12 minutes away from kicking off, so they're looking at me to come pull some raffle tickets out, so.
All right, you have a good night there, then.
Okay, you guys have a blast, and, you know, Kapla and resistance is futile, and he's exhausted, my favorite line. Okay. See you guys.
Bye. Right. Bye-bye.
Hailing frequencies out.